Have you ever, you know, sometimes when it gets real cold, you might get up and turn on the water, but nothing comes out. You might say, well, my goodness, it must have gotten so cold last night that the pipes were froze. And, so, and when they freeze, some of them will...
Yes, some of them will freeze.
Has that ever happened to you?
Well, I have not just my walk-in water. It's full nice, so that I'm going to barge next month. Have containers that I push my body in, so it lasts me until the tide is thawed up.
What about used to, if you bought a whole lot of flour at one time, it probably came in what? Just bought a lot of flour, what would it probably have come in?
Well, I have bought in post dips, and then I bought in paper bags.
Paper bags? What about this great big wooden thing, you know?
Bell? 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 Oh, I once have bought in 12 gallon. I had a big family. But just for me one now, I just buy me a small sack and last me even check to check.
About how many? About how many pounds would a sack of flour would you buy?
I'd buy 10 pounds.
Well, what about if you were buying a good bit of molasses or a good bit of lard? What would that probably come in?
I don't either.
Not sure?
I'm not sure if I get together.
Have you ever heard people talk about a stand of lard?
I bought stands of lard. Well, I used to use lard for my blood pressure. I have bought stands of lard. And I've given much as $9 for a stand.
Is that right? What is a stand exactly?
Well, I don't know how much it weighs. I don't know how much a stand of lard is worth. Well, a stand is a good size. But I don't know how much.
Just don't know exactly what it would be. Just not sure exactly what it would be.
No.
What if you were pouring some molasses into a bottle that had a small mouth? What would you probably use to keep the molasses from spilling all over the place?
I'd use a funnel if I had one.
Kind of funnel. And, you know, sometimes when you saw people driving their buggies, this thing that they used to crack over the horses' ears so I could go faster. Mm-hmm. What was that called?
Buggy whip.
Buggy whip. And, you know, when you go down to the grocery store to buy something, the grocer will put it, what would the grocer put it in for you to take home?
What, a buggy whip?
Oh, no. If you went down to the grocery to buy some apples, what would he probably put it in?
Put it in a paper bag.
Put it in a paper bag. Mm-hmm. Well, what would, if you were buying a lot of fertilizer or something like that, what would that probably come in?
Oh, well, you have to get that in on. If you bought a truck or something like that, you're buying fertilizer.
Does it come in sacks? Can you buy it in sacks?
Well, I've never heard tell of it.
What else could you buy in sacks?
You could buy beans and peas and lime or anything like that in sacks.
Have you ever seen these sacks that were made out of this kind of heavy, coarse, cloth-like material?
What would they add in?
Well, sometimes I've seen peanuts